Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a strong brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by The Hatchett Firm. For years, you've seen her on television as Judge Hatchett. Now she is stepping beyond the bench to fight for you, the name you trust, the results you deserve. They can be reached at 1-844-428-2438. Look for Judge Glenda Hatchett and the Hatchett Firm in the next edition of People You Need to Know magazine. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta's nurse practitioner, Barbara Jenkins, about how nurse practitioners are changing the way we look at primary care. Our guest today is a native of Toledo, Ohio, and she is a graduate of Clayton State University and received her master's from Graceland University and will receive her DNP from Capella University in December of this year. She is the owner of Lovejoy Family Practice, a community-based primary care practice. It is a nurse practitioner-run practice which services the communities of Jonesboro, Hampton, Lovejoy, Griffin, and surrounding areas. Lovejoy Family Practice provides reduced rates for the uninsured or underinsured. Lovejoy Family Practice is your neighborhood source for all of your health care needs. We're so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class business professionals. Ms. Barbara Jenkins, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
All right. Well, Ms. Jenkins, we know you're extremely busy, and we appreciate you doing the radio show on such short notice, so we want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Ms. Jenkins, what is the difference between a nurse practitioner and a primary care physician?
Basically, it's the scope of practice and the type of science that each discipline studied under. A family care physician, of course, went to medical school and studies a science-based philosophy. A nurse practitioner, of course, is a nurse with an advanced practice degree that deals with a holistic-based philosophy and theory.
Okay. Well, what is the number one benefit that patients receive by going to a nurse practitioner versus a regular physician for routine medical checkups?
Well, the biggest thing is that we tend to spend more time with the patient, and nurse practitioners practice in a holistic manner. We believe that all parts of the body need to be examined when you come in for one particular ailment: your mind, your body, your spirit, your family situation, everything.
Wow. Okay. Well, what are some of the services nurse practitioners offer without the supervision of an MD?
Actually, every service that we offer is within our scope of practice, and we don't have to be directly supervised by a physician. The state of Georgia does require that we have a collaborative agreement in place, but that physician does not have to be on site. He just has to be able to be reached by phone if I need to speak with him, email, text, in some fashion.
Okay.
So there's no
There's
no service that we can't offer that does that requires a physician's direct oversight.
Okay. So why do nurse practitioners have to have a collaborating MD in some states, and why is Georgia not open to omitting the collaborating MD role?
Well, it's a simple thing. It's a state by state because each nursing board is regulated by its individual state. And just as when we were going through the prescriptive authority debate, it was a state-by-state victory. And this will turn out the same way. Right now there's about 24 states that have omitted the need for a collaborative agreement. And Georgia is in the forefront of trying to get that change with our legislators here at the state level. So it will come.
Okay. Well, you mentioned earlier about a holistic approach. Explain to our listening audience the difference between a holistic approach that a nurse practitioner promotes and the type of medical approach that a physician looks at things at.
Most of the times, physicians want to look at, or they do look at things strictly from a scientific medical perspective. They're not open to alternative treatments. They're not open to other forms of therapy. They're usually by the book, by the prescription pad. With a nurse practitioner, we usually offer alternative methods of healing, treatment, therapies in addition to the conventional therapies. One of our beliefs is that conventional medicine has been around for about 200 years, whereas alternative medicines have been around for well over 2,000. By offering the patient both types of options, it gives them a much broader spectrum as to how their care is implemented and many more choices.
Okay. Now, this next question, I kind of asked some of the question just a moment ago, and you kind of answered it, but you can elaborate a little bit more if you like. Why is the nurse practitioner sometimes a more holistic option when it comes to medical care?
There are patients that want other alternatives. I meet a lot of patients that have what we call polypharmacy going on. They're on many, many, many medications, and they don't seem to be improving. So they begin to look outside the box. What else can I do? This medicine isn't helping. If they keep adding medication to me, I want to get off some of these medicines. Help me. So that's why we're a lot more open, because we do believe in a lot of alternative therapies, herbs, exercise, physical therapies, touch therapy, natural healing things like seed therapy. And we add those to the patient's conventional regimen and begin to decrease the number of medications that they're taking.
Okay, well, great.
With things like diabetes and high blood pressure.
I'm sorry, say that last part again, please.
Especially with things like diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, Ms. Jenkins. Why did you decide to become a nurse practitioner versus a certified nurse?
Well, a nurse practitioner is a certified nurse. We do have to take a board certification in order to practice. There are different types of certified nurses, though. A nurse practitioner is considered to be an advanced practice nurse, which means that's the skill that we were taught during our master's program, as far as learning how to actually, well, for lack of better adjectives, practice medicine with a nursing twist. So it interested me that I could be independent, do what needs to be done, and practice nursing and treat, diagnose, and prescribe in the manner that I felt would be appropriate for patients.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I read that one study found that some patients seeing nurse practitioners were more satisfied than seeing a regular physician. In your opinion, Ms. Jenkins, how would you explain this? Or what would explain this?
It is very true. Again, it goes back to the time that we spend with our patients. Most of the studies that you've looked at, I've also looked at, and the biggest complaint patients have is that the doctor comes in, they only spend 5 or 10 minutes with them, they write a prescription, and they're out the door after they've had to sit in their waiting room for 2 hours or more just waiting to be seen with an appointment. People's time is valuable. The other thing that makes it a true situation is that we tend to be more empathetic in listening to a patient's complaints. And by listening to a patient's complaints, very often it directs you to the diagnosis. And oftentimes in medicine, they miss that opportunity. So in doing that, patients tend to get healed a little bit quicker, diagnosed a little bit faster, and they appreciate the fact that you are actually in tune and in touch with them and paying attention to them and spending time with them.
All right. Well, Ms. Jenkins, is there normally lower medical costs associated with nurse practitioner medical care versus physician-delivered primary care?
Absolutely. Part of the reason is that most nurse practitioners don't want big, fancy offices. We just want a decent office, keep our overhead low. We're still fighting with some of the insurance carriers to give us the equal reimbursement rate that they give physicians. Right now we're reimbursed at about 85% of what a physician is reimbursed at, but we're able to provide the lower cost in care because we keep our overhead down. We don't have large staffs. We are very conscientious about our expenses within the office. And again, getting back to the big shiny office, we just need a decent, clean office that patients are comfortable in. That cuts our overhead.
All right. Now, with the U.S. physician shortage predicted by 2020, what should the general public be preparing for in the next 5 to 10 years as it relates to their current healthcare system?
Well, my opinion is, especially with the onset of the Affordable Care Act, there are many more Americans now that find themselves fortunate enough to have insurance. And as we move forward with this renovation of our healthcare system, because we don't have enough physicians in primary care, and even if they started spitting them out 100 a year, they're not going to catch up. So your nurse practitioners are going to be the answer to how America accesses health care. We provide more than 50% right now of the primary care in America, and it's going to increase. In the next 5 years, we're probably going to have an additional 250,000 nurse practitioners in practice providing care to the nation's public. So
wow.
The carriers are now taking us on as panel members so that we can actually be included as a choice for PCP instead of an MD.
Wow. Okay. So what do you see as the nurse practitioner's primary role in the future of healthcare?
Equal to that of the physician, and we will work as partners. That's our goal.
Wow. So now, before we bring this interview to a close, is it anything you would like our listening audience to know about nurse practitioners as it relates to their, say, their regular family physician?
Nurse practitioners are qualified, trained, and educated to deliver the exact same care. What a nurse practitioner does is we treat conditions, we diagnose conditions, and we prescribe medication, just as your family physician would do. We operate within what we call a scope of practice, and that varies from nurse practitioner to nurse practitioner because some of us have subspecialties, like myself. So we're able to give you that same quality care that you would expect to get from an MD's office, and we're qualified to do so.
Okay. Well, Ms. Jenkins, please tell our listening audience today why you decided to advertise your business, Lovejoy Family Practice, in People You Need to Know magazine.
Because I think the community that I'm operating in right now needs to know that there are other alternatives. So it looked like a good base and good exposure, because I think they do need to get to know who we are, because the services that they're looking for, they're right here in their community.
Hmm. All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with us. We are located at 10447 Tara Boulevard, Suite E as in Edward, in Jonesboro, Georgia. We are in the Kroger Shopping Plaza on the corner of Tara Boulevard and Tara Road. Our telephone number is 678-545-6775, and we do welcome walk-ins.
All right. Tell them how to get there from different parts in Atlanta.
Well, if you're coming from Atlanta, you would travel south on 75 and exit on 1941, which is exit 235. If you're coming south of the city from Griffin, you would travel north on 1941, and you'll run right into us. If you're coming from the east, I-20 you would pick up 75 and come straight into, again, Terra Boulevard.
All right. Now, let me back up a little bit. I just want to be clear on this. Tell our listening audience, what are some of the services that you offer there?
Well, we offer well exams for both men and women. We offer well child exams. We cover the life spectrum from newborn to death pretty much. We offer well woman exams, which includes pap smears, breast exams. We offer referral services for things like mammograms. We do prostate screenings. We do allergy testing and allergy screening. We do sick visits, you know, your regular cough, cold, fever, rash, anything of that nature. Sports physicals, college and work physicals. Pretty much whatever you need, we do.
Mm. So, now, I'm amazed that you don't hear more about nurse practitioners owning and operating their own family practice as you're doing so beautifully. Why is that again?
It creates a challenge for us to be an independent practice because of the collaborative agreement. I kind of call that agreement the new mafia, where we have to pay a physician to agree to be on paper with us, with the Georgia Composite Medical Board, in order for us to be an independent practice. And the physicians never see our patients. They're never in the office. They're just available in case I have a case that comes up and I need to, you know, run something by them. But it can be very expensive. I have a friend that is also a nurse practitioner that's independent. She's in a different state that's going through the same thing Georgia's going through. And she pays about $3,000 a quarter just for the privilege of being in practice because she has to have a collaborative doctor. And mine runs me about $1,500 a quarter.
Mm.
So it creates challenges from the standpoint of until that agreement goes away, it's going to be difficult because a lot of nurse practitioners starting out in practice can't afford to do that. So therefore they have to go and work for a doctor and hope that at some point that they can figure out a way to begin to open up their own practice. It's very challenging, and it's a daunting challenge.
Well, tell our listening audience why they would like or they should come and see a nurse practitioner like you versus their regular family physician.
I tend to put my heart into every patient that I have. I know them by name. I know their families. I know their children. I get great joy in seeing a newborn that I get to watch grow up. I've been in practice now independently for almost 5 years. And some of the kids that I'm seeing now that are going off to kindergarten, I saw when they were babies for the very first time. So it's very rewarding. And we tend to involve ourselves. This goes back to the holistic approach to that patient. That patient feels trusted or trusting within us with their health care because they know that we understand them. We have gotten to know them. They are important to us, and they're not just a reimbursement from an insurance company.
Mm. So your practice also focuses on weight loss, and you have a new spa about to open in 3 weeks. Tell us about both of those, please, weight loss and your upcoming spa.
I am so excited about the spa. It is a Medi Spa, and weight loss has been a passion of mine. I used to be very much overweight, believe it or not. I was a size 18, and I'm 5'3".
Mm.
So that's a pretty large lady, and I've never been that large before. So I began to look from a nursing perspective, what is it that makes people fail at dieting? And there's a psychological component that most people never even begin to understand. They just concentrate on the pounds and the inches. They don't understand that there's a relationship to food and a psychological factor that is connected to your being overweight. That is what I'm doing my dissertation on as we speak, the psychological effects and tie-in to helping people be more successful in their weight loss so that they don't go into repeat dieting. The Medi Spa is going to continue to get deeper with that concept of weight loss because we're tying in the nutritional aspect as well. Your body is what you put in it, and teaching people and guiding people how to make better food choices and understanding their relationship with food is one of the first key factors to a successful weight loss program. Most programs will give you a prescription and see you in 6 weeks, and there's no conversation, there's no follow-up, there's no mentoring. We provide all of that. So with the Transform You MediSpa, not only will you be working with some people that are nutritionally educated, such as myself and a registered dietitian, but you also get the fun services like the massage therapy, the colonics, the ultrasonic weight loss, which I'm really excited about because that's a new feature that we're adding to the current weight loss program. So, yes, we're expecting to open in about 3 weeks, and one of my favorite services that we're going to be offering that most people on the South Side aren't aware of, it's called an Asian hip bath. And it's a, it's an old Asian method of cleaning the body from the inside out using herbal steam. So it's wonderful for women that are having sex problems as far as painful sex, repeat yeast infections, bacterial vaginosis. It's great for guys, too, because it helps with their prostate health. If you just had a baby, you know, it helps to get the body back in order. And I had to travel some distance to find that particular service. So I know it's going to be new and unique. And once it catches on and people understand the benefit of it, it's going to be a hit.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this ultra weight loss service you have.
The ultrasonic weight loss service is available in sessions where we usually do sessions of 4 to 6. And we actually use an ultrasound machine, a specialized ultrasound machine, to break up fat pockets so that those stored pockets can then be excreted from the body through urine and feces. And those are usually the trouble areas that, you know, once you start losing weight, you've got these little pieces that you just can't seem to get broken down. And the ultrasound does that. It breaks it down, and it also has an infrared handle to it. So that one of the sessions, we're using infrared therapy to also begin to detox and dissipate all of that pocketed fat. The infrared sauna that we're bringing into the spa is a professional medical-grade infrared sauna that does all three infrared rays, which is designed to detox the body, help you lose weight, and also helps with things like fatigue, fibromyalgia, back pains, and blood pressure.
Wow. Okay, so you're looking to open it up in 3 weeks. What's the name of your new spa?
Transform You MediSpa.
Transform You MediSpa. So before we wrap up, tell our listeners once again how they can connect with you.
We are again located at 10447 Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. Suite E, and the spa is actually going to be right next door to the medical practice. And our telephone number is 678-545-6775. And like I said, we take walk-ins.
Go ahead.
Like I said, we do take walk-ins.
All right. Tell me your hours over there, too, okay?
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesdays and Fridays, we're open from 8 to 12. We're open the second and the fourth Saturday of the month from 9 to 12. And those short hours are going to change because I am hiring another nurse practitioner. The spa will be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7.
All right. Give us those hours one more time again, okay?
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday and Friday from 8 to 12. Second and fourth Saturday from 9 to 12.
All right. And the spa once again?
The spa will be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7.
All right. Well, Ms. Barbara Jenkins, owner of Lovejoy Family Practice, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter light on women business owners. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.